This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1901. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 24th, Barbados, Bermuda, Bolivia, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, France, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, Indonesia, International Vacuum and Internet, Isle of Man, Malaysia, Myanmar, Newfoundland, Nigeria, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Romania, Somaliland, Spain, Sudan, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The transequatorial FMDX season is underway. In the Radio Escutas group, Fran Jr. in São Paulo, Brazil, reports hearing the evening of October 20th a couple of FM stations from far away Barbados. This is a common path for TE propagation. Despite São Paulo being a huge city, he finds a couple of open spaces on the FM dial for Life FM on 97.5 and for BBS FM on 90.7. What I believe is the last remaining AM station on Bermuda is still being reported by Mark Connolly in Massachusetts on 1280. It's VSB2 in Hamilton, heard October 5th at 2300, identifying as BBN on WIFQ FM Wadesboro. Yes, they're just relaying the network flagship station from North Carolina, so it barely counts as Bermuda. The tentative B-17H FCC schedules are now available. The new season goes into effect October 29th. More about that later. With some trepidation, I've looked up some frequencies to see what new interference problems we may be encountering. I've been trying to log something more definite than a just-barely audible carrier from Radio Yura in Bolivia, which recently moved to 5935. Our only window to hear it is just before WWCR comes on the same frequency at 2358. And in fact, October 23rd at 2334, I was hearing traces of modulation, so it looked promising, but nothing further. Time may very well be running out for this because B-17 scheduling shows HFCC could be on 5935 2 hours earlier, starting at 2200. Whether they'll actually make that change is not yet clear. They've not posted their own schedule, but they have the option of doing so. And it stays on all night until 1200 or even 13 UT during most of the winter. 6840 is not a frequency for Radio Havana, Cuba. Yet it was still heard there by Chris Malinsky in Maryland, who tipped me October 20th at 2347. He was hearing RAC English parallel to 5040. Then I calculated that it must be a difference mixing product between the two English frequencies at that hour. 11880 minus 5040 equals 6840. However, we checked for that subsequent evenings and have not been hearing it at all, so it may happen sometimes, but not other times. In the B-17 season, which will go into effect sometime in early November when Arnie gets around to it, if it's like previous B-seasons, the English broadcasts will split on 11880 an hour earlier at 22 and on 5040 an hour later at midnight UT. However, whenever both frequencies are on the air, we could still get this mixing, whether it's in Spanish and or English. The beepers are back October 23rd at 0611 on 9565. I heard this once again. They appear only on jammed Radio Marti frequencies, but always at hours far beyond when RM is really on them. Normally we only hear residual pulse noise jamming, but occasionally these strings of beeps appear when monitored with BFO. We hear a variety of pitches indicating a set of slightly offset frequencies. This time, there were mostly strings going da-dit, as if sending the letter N over and over, but occasionally some much longer strings of continuous beeps. I posted a recording of this on my website. Here's the URL if you want to go to it directly. www.w4uvh.net/9565 beepjam.mp3. I conjecture that the Dentro-Cuban jamming command operators are having a bit of fun, perhaps actually talking to each other. As far as I know, no one else has reported on these, least of all Arnie Coro. I've heard the same thing previously in the middle of the night on 11930. It seems that Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea intruding into the 40-meter handband has been on a quite stable AM frequency lately. Even if you hear only a just barely audible carrier, as I did October 22nd at 0505, the precise frequency pretty well clinches what it is, since it's been reported in the last few weeks within a few hertz of this frequency, 7181.556. Here's the new B-17 frequency for the only remaining English hour on shortwave from Radio France International at 06UT from HFCC and via Ivo Ivanov, 9735. It's 500 kilowatts from Usedun, aimed 170 degrees, of course, to Africa, but on a good night, we might be able to hear it. However, bad news from across the border in Germany. Stephen Luce in Texas says, looking at the DWB-17 schedule in HFCC, I see that the lone hour in English at 16 UT is missing, presumably canceled. They've also eliminated French and Swahili cut to only 1 hour instead of three. If so, this will be the end of 6 decades of Deutsche Welle English on shortwave. And I've had a look too, and I can only agree that's the plan. However, if you're listening before October 29th, here are the frequencies for the last few days of Deutsche Welle English. There are five of them, and they're from four different relay sites. 9670 from South Africa, 15290 and 15315 from France, 17800 from UAE, and 21780 from Ascension. Voice of Greece continues its sporadic schedule, at least in our evenings, sometimes on the air, sometimes not, 9420, sometimes also on 9935. October 22nd at 05 past 06 UT, a Sunday, I was hearing that lovely Orthodox service with some beautiful music violating separation of church and state. And according to HFCC, Greece will have a new collision interference problem. Between midnight 45 and 02 UT, Radio Cairo in Egypt has also registered 9420 for their Spanish broadcast to South America. I'm not positive it's really on the air, but the potential exists for a lot of interference. Now that Radio Verdad is again transmitting properly direct from Guatemala on 4055, we got a notice from Dr. Madrid, October 20th at 1656 UT. He says, please turn on your shortwave receiver for Radio Verdad Transmundial on 4055. At this moment, we are transmitting tests to many countries of the world, including the United States, South America, the Caribbean, Japan, northern Mexico, and many other places, but not everywhere yet. We want your reports, and try to hear us without an antenna. Your reports will be very valuable. I say, here we go again. Dr. Madrid thinks Radio Verdad is somehow reaching many countries of the world without the use of shortwave transmitters or even receiving antennas. He's never explained exactly how this is supposed to happen, beyond saying that he himself does not understand the process. To confirm this, you will have to hear it in full daytime or when the path from Guatemala is mostly in daytime. He will no doubt receive reports which could have been direct on shortwave or by plants or by web listeners. Bill Bingham in South Africa played along and guess what? Could not hear it over a daylight path, October 21st at 11:35, not even by disconnecting his antenna. Voice of Indonesia has made another of its about 1 kilohertz frequency shifts, October 22nd at 13:27 during what's supposed to be the English hour. I found them just below 9525 at 9524.936. It had been closer to 9526 until then. And according to Atsunori Ishida's daily monitoring, they made the shift downward on October 21st. Wolfgang Buchel thinks this is what has happened. The technicians at Chimangas, the transmitter site, have cannibalized the third transmitter, which used to be on 9680 with the domestic service. And thus, the remaining two transmitters are still functioning. via International Vacuum and International Internet. WRN's website has now been updated, says Charles Harlish. It's babcock.media/world-radio-network, all lowercase. With a few more clicks, you can reach the program schedule for the North American and other services. But expect some B-17 time changes this week or next. To the British GX Club, Mike Terry says, Isle of Man. The weekend of October 28th and 29th, Caroline North will broadcast from the MV Ross Revenge online and via Manx Radio on 1368 kHz. These broadcasts are planned to take place monthly throughout the year. Incidentally, the Foxdale 1368 transmitter was off-air earlier this month, undergoing essential maintenance. David Koenig of Admiral Signals Online says both remaining Libyan medium-wave transmitters can be monitored remotely by web SDRs in southern Europe, reception ranging from poor to good during hours of local darkness. Libyan National Radio Benghazi on 675 variable is easier, typically identifying on-air as Idhat Libya Al-Wataniya and announcing the local 89.3 FM frequency, occasionally also medium wave. Libyan National Radio in Tripoli on 1053 kHz is somewhat harder to hear with adequate reception due to sometimes strong co-channel interference. No programming has been observed to be in parallel with Benghazi. Both of these have Facebook pages for which he has constructed Tiny Earls. After tinyearl.com / add Benghazi Radio or Tripoli Radio. Ron Howard in California says on October 18th, both Malaysian shortwave frequencies were off the air, 9835 and 11665. It's rare for both to be off. So today, Malaysia has no shortwave presence, another country which has really gone downhill. Just a few years ago, we were enjoying 5965, 6050, 7295, 6175, and 15295. Like Ron Howard in California, Mick Delmage in Alberta has been enjoying hearing Myanmar radio on 5985. He says, a daily visitor, I usually tune in around 15 UT with very nice signals, although most days their modulation is overdriven. October 18th at 15:15, some unique Burmese songs, announcements at 15:28, signature tune at 15:30, and opening their English program with frequencies. News always follows with the headlines. Very good reception, he says. Heard every day this week with variable reception and modulation. October 22nd, modulation was pretty good. The reception was not the strongest of the week. But then he says on October 23rd, after reporting how well it was coming in, New Zealand has moved on to 5980, 5 kilohertz away, giving Myanmar all sorts of problems. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has continued trying to find out from CBC the status of CKZN 6160 in Newfoundland, which has been off the air for a few months now. However, he's finding it very frustrating to reach anyone at CBC who really knows what the situation is with this or even understands shortwave and what's the difference between that and RCI. Anyhow, it looks like it's gone for good. October 23rd at 1328, I found that RNZP has finally done it, moved from 6170 to 5980. That had been registered with HFCC a month ago, but it stayed on 6170 for the transmission starting at 1259. 6170 is now vacant, but it's not clear why such a change was necessary. So I checked the schedule on the RNZI website, which never modifies the effective date at the beginning of the season, even when there have obviously been changes. And now I see that 5980 is on the schedule at 1259 to 1650 Sunday through Friday, and until 1758 on Saturday. And furthermore, they posted the new B-17 schedule, which shows that 5980 will be gone again as they made this and many other changes. That transmission is to be on 7355. Here are the others not involving DRM. Starting at 1759 on Saturday, 11725. At 1959, switch to 13840. Then daily at 2051 15720 all the way until 4:59, when it's back to 11725, 7:59 to 9765, 10:59 to 11610. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 1901. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Larry Will in Maryland, who says, I would like to make a contribution in honor of your 1900th World of Radio and also to the memory of Michael Ketter. October 18th at 0609, I had a JBA carrier on 6089.917, believed to be the reactivated FRCN in Kaduna, Nigeria. Wolfgang Büschel had also been reporting this, wandering slightly around 6089.914. It had been off the air for 13 months. And not to be confused with Ethiopia, much closer to 6090 exactly, and which would have probably faded out by this time. Wolfgang Büschel also reports on October 22nd that Kaduna had distorted audio modulation, and that day heard as late as 0628. Dan Robinson, near Washington, D.C., reports on Radio Northern Star. I was doing some SDR listening to Euro Pirates and came across this on 5895. A reception report via Facebook brought a very quick and fully comprehensive response from Sven Martinson. He said the station is indeed licensed and not a pirate. We have very good relations with Norwegian media authorities. Much in Norway, radio-wise, is focused on DAB Plus broadcasting. We have the AM field entirely to ourselves. We hope to create a large international station. He goes on to say where they've been heard with their low-power transmitter on 5895, including as far as North America. Via the remote receiver, Dan was hearing it at 18UT October 21st on 5895, call sign LLE3. And they say they're running 50 watts USB on a transmitter capable of 100 watts with an inverted V antenna. Much more information about this and their other broadcasts on other frequencies is in the new DX Listening Digest, number 17-43, via worldofradio.com, or check their website, which is northernstar.cc. Mike Barraclough forwards a story from news.pngfacts.com, including this pertinent paragraph. Headlined, New Papua New Guinea Minister Looks to Reintroduce Shortwave and Medium Wave, from Papua New Guinea Today, October 19th. Basil thanks PM O'Neill for ministry and outlines way forward. In communications, the minister intends to review the National Broadcasting Commission and provincial radio stations with a view to reintroduce shortwave and medium-wave frequencies to improve radio access in remote rural areas, as in the early 1980s. It looks like our long-term fun project of monitoring the slipping cutoff times of Radio Chaski, Peru, on 5980 will soon be over. Yes, another major station is blocking that frequency during the 23 UT hour. For B-17, it's Radio Romania International, in English at 285 degrees. On October 23rd, I had no trouble copying the cutoff time of Radio Chaski, just using the PL-880 portable and reel-out antenna, as 2 seconds past 23:33 UT. So that's rather rude of Radio Romania, but they would probably plead ignorance of Radio Chaski and what I'm doing with it. Anyhow, this will not keep me from generously publicizing RRI's Listener's Day, which is November 5th. Craig Christ sent this notice on to us. They ask listeners what they think of hot topics of the day. This year's topic is fake news and trust in the media. What's your experience in your country about this? What is, in your opinion, the greatest danger posed by fake news in today's society? What can be done about it? They ask for your experiences and replies by email, better still, with an audio file, which they'll try to include in the program. That's Listener's Day on Sunday, November 5th. I already gave their new frequencies last week. More details, no doubt, at rri.ro. mysteries surrounding Saudi Arabian shortwave broadcasting continue to be investigated. Via the Shortwave Sites Group, Hans Johnson has published a paper about this titled "The Numbers Don't Add Up, A Look at Saudi Shortwave Broadcasting." Summarizing, he computes that they are known to have 4 shortwave transmitters each at Jeddah and Riyadh. But between 11 and 17 UT, Saudi broadcasts are heard on 9 or even 10 frequencies at once. So where are the other 2 coming from? That is, if we include the Yemeni service on 11860 and the new Saudi military service, which he translates as Determination, on 11745. You can read his full footnoted article at www.w4uvh.net/sauditx.pdf, and the S and the T are capitalized. Of course, this has led to even more discussion in shortwave sites and DX Listening Digest. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has compiled a number of B-17 new schedules and frequency changes, including this concerning the clandestine voice of the people of Somaliland. He says there's an additional program scheduled at 15 to 1530 UT via Madagascar on 11945. And the other program, already on air at 19 to 1930, moves from 7325 to 9600, also via Madagascar. Via Manuel Mendez in Spain, Radio Exterior de España makes the expected B-17 schedule changes for their Spanish broadcast, consisting largely of sports. The North American frequency once again moves way down from 17855 to 9690. The daily broadcast is at 19 to 23 UT, one UT hour later than during the summer. But on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, it starts 4 hours earlier at 15 UT, and it will still be on 9690 over a daylight path to North America. The other frequencies to other parts of the world will be 11685, 15390, and 15500. One of them is split into 2 parts, before and after 19, that is 17755 and then 11685. On October 22nd at 0507, I found the carrier from Sudan on 7206 instead of 7205, where it had resumed by October 24th. Wolfgang Büschel explains the 1 kHz offset this way. Omdurman technicians use it as a jamming against target stations such as Radio Dabanga and Radio Tamazuch, and they forget to switch the deviation back to the even frequency when they're transmitting their own program on 7205. Ron Howard forwards sad news that a senior DXer has passed away. He was especially into religious stations and QSLing, was active in NASWA for many years. Marlon Field of Michigan, September 28th, at the age of 92. I hope you heard last week's World Radio 1900. Because of an extended internet outage and other mix-ups at WRMI, our broadcast there did not start airing until Saturday the 21st instead of Tuesday the 17th. Once again, we are expecting the new airing to start this week, Thursday at 22:30 on 5850. And the week of confusion is upon us as Europe and B-17 go off daylight time October 29th, but North America stays on 1 week later until November 5th. Our times on 9955 from WRMI are expected to shift 1 UT hour later, but not on the other frequencies. And likewise with all the WBCQ broadcasts, but not until November 5th. Until then, I suggest you think entirely in terms of universal rather than local time. World of Radio affiliate KFKB in Forks, Washington, has been temporarily off the air from 1490. But news from the National Radio Club says they have a special temporary authorization to resume from a temporary 31-meter long wire using 250 watts day and night on 1490. Meanwhile, They have been carrying the KFKB programming as the HD2 channel of a related FM station, KBDB 96.7. World of Radio has been scheduled Sundays at 11 UT. That's 4 a.m. Pacific. WBCQ's new frequency, 3265, was supposed to be on the air for Alan Weiner Worldwide starting the UT day October 21st. However, I could barely hear a carrier this far away, and the next night I measured one on 3264.836. Frequent checks of WEWN the past week have often found one or both of their frequencies missing, more often the English one than the Spanish one. I'm pleased to note that as of October 23rd, I've not been hearing any more spurs or noise coming out of the KVOH 17775 transmitter since October 13th, when it was a menace to the entire 16-meter band. I was surprised to hear something in Vietnamese under WHO Des Moines 1040, October 20th at 11:08. Research led to the only station it could possibly be, WPBS in Conyers, Georgia, Atlanta, a 50-kilowatt daytimer. In fact, it's been Vietnamese since January, although still listed some places as Korean. That format moved to WQXI 790. And here's even more Vietnamese. I haven't heard it yet, but NRCDX News reports that KGOW 1560 in Bel Air, Texas, near Houston, has dropped its sports format for Vietnamese. This station, with its directional pattern, often makes it into South America, where it may cause some consternation. Last week, I mentioned a pirate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on 1710 kHz, Radio Reten Lo Que Tienes, heard by Terry Kruger in Florida. And shortly, I heard it too, October 20th at 11:37 UT, a screaming gospel huckster in Spanish. Still not above, past 1200 UT with no ID. Heard again October 22nd at 12:05, and the carrier still audible at 13:04. It's obviously more than a 10-watt talking house transmitter, getting out to at least 910 kilometers to Enid. But I'm surprised that I haven't seen any other logs of it since my reports last week, except from Terry Kruger, who heard it again October 21st at 09:15 at a nearly local level. At 06:14, October 24th, I measured the frequency as about 20 hertz above 1710, while Terry put it at 24 hertz above. From HFCC via BCDX, here are the B17 English broadcasts from Vatican Radio via the Vatican site. There could be others via relays. Daily, UOS, 20 to 2030 on 7365 and 9660. 1715 to 1730 on 9700, 730 to 745 on 11935, 1130 to 12 on Fridays on 15595 and 17590, and 1630 to 17, partly in English, on 13765. Via Vasily Lazarov, Deneb Radio DX, via Rusty X. This news about the next global HF weekend for pirate broadcasting, November 3rd to 5th. For the latest info, check hobbybroadcasting.blogspot.com. The propagation honor from Boulder, G2 moderate storms, October 25th, with ANKNSEs hitting 45 and 6. And again, November 9th to 40 and 5. Solar flux steady at 72 through November 2nd, then dropping to 70 starting November 3rd. And that's World of Radio 1901. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program and will make a point of hearing me again next week.